Hello everyone. So this podcast is exclusively for those who are in the retail sector and thinking seriously about migrating their businesses to online space. All right. And this is Raj Kiran here. I'm on a mission to help offline retailers switch to digital mode and double their business in 19 days. In today's podcast, I'm going to talk to you about how you can select an online e-commerce platform to start up your online store. So what are the basic features that you'll be looking at when you're selecting an online platform for setting up your e-commerce store? Of course, the number one that we all will be looking at is the cost factor of it. But I would rather say cost is not a major thing here that we really have to look at, because almost all the providers have actually priced themselves very competitively, and you know, spending a few more dollars or less dollars for an online store that we are going to set up, which is going to be the backbone of our business, is not going to make much difference for any one of us. So let's come to the cost factor later. More importantly, what we have to look at is other features which are a little technical, more related to the sales part, more to the marketing part, you know, how to develop the business and things like that. The first point I would like to bring your attention to is ease of use. So how easy is it to set up the website there? You know, what are the features that they give? Do we require a high level technical support to actually start an e-commerce website there? These are the basic things that I would like you to look at. Let's say we need some specialized features, like we are starting an e-commerce portal, and our role is more like a aggregator, right? And we need to have sellers enrolled into our e-commerce site. So this is a specialized feature that your business may require. And you got to look at whether the platform providers are like Shopify are able to support these kind of special features. Another special feature I would like to talk about is pin code based product delivery logic. Do they have a pin code based product delivery logic? And if so, do they have their service, that particular service, in your geography? Most of these websites are based off, based in America, and most of them cover, you know, very well the courier services and other delivery services and all that in that geography. But when it comes to other countries, if you're looking for other countries, it may not be there. So you have to very closely look at whether this delivery logic service is built up in the platform or not. Talking more about template designs, you have to find out whether the template designs are mobile friendly, easily customizable, and do they have add-on templates. There are basic features that you would like to add on. It have to be let's say you want to focus on the product features page or the product details page. You want to make give a zoom feature to the product. So how do we give this? In most of the cases, the e-commerce platform providers will have an add-on facility where you can just add it to your page just by the click of a button. So this is exactly what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the customizability part of it. Of course, you have to look at a bunch of templates that they would have given you, and you have to make sure they are very powerful. They have very powerful creative tools with them, so that we can customize them accordingly. It's not just about changing the colors and rearranging the divisions. Not that. I'm talking about it has to be really modern and sleek, and they have to also provide the required creative tools which you can handle yourself. Let's say tomorrow you are coming up with a offer. Right, and you want to put up the offer in the very along with the banner in the front page, in the main page of the website. How do you do that? Many of the providers actually give you very customizable add-ons where they'll give you a few templates for even that, and then by the click of a button, adding a few text there, choosing the right picture, you can just put it up in your home page. It should be as easy as that. Now let's talk about sales features. What are the main sales features that we may look for when we are looking on a e-commerce platform? One is selling offline. Can we really sell offline? Because most of the cases we have a retail store. Most of the sellers have got a retail store, and online store is just going to be an extension of the retail store, right? So when we are going for the online store, it has to sync with the inventory or the stock that we are maintaining for the offline store as well. We can have just one warehouse for both, and the warehouse can support both the online platform as well as your retail stores. So selling offline is one major feature that we should be looking at when we are choosing a e-commerce platform. Another sales feature that we should be looking at is cross-selling and upselling. Most of the e-commerce platforms provide us options to sell a product. Okay, they give us filtering options, they give us category options, they give us quite a lot of other options, you know, order by options and things like that. But when it comes to cross-selling or upselling, many of them do not provide this in the basic structure. You may have to pay extra for that, or you may have to add on a separate feature into it and then activate that particular thing and all that. So please look at cross-selling and upselling things, because once you start growing, you may have to start selling with one product, and then along with that you have to start upselling on the product for the products which are related to the main primary product, which is being sold. Now we have already spoken about selling offline. So that also has to align with the inventory management system. So you should be able to use it as a billing software in your retail store. And at the same time, it should also have a different version running online as your e-commerce store. And again, it should also have an app version for both iOS as well as Android minimum, right? So these are the basic sales features that we're looking at. Now comes the commission per sale option. Most of them do not charge you anything for COD. That means like cash on delivery options. But if it comes to online payment, they do have a transaction charge and an online payment gateway charge. So the commissions are doubled. For example, 2% of the sales value is the transaction charge. And again, 1 or 2% of the sales value is the credit card or the payment gateway charge. So this will actually add up to the 3 to 4% of one transaction, which is not a great thing to do, right? So this is because they may sound very cheap when we actually start with them. But going forward, when the actual transaction come in, a major chunk of our operational or our revenue will actually go to that. 4% of our revenue of an online market is not a small number, because we are looking at 20 to 30%, and with that 22% we have to cover of the margin. I'm talking about 20 to 30% of margin, and within that 30% we have to cover the operational expenses, we have to cover the delivery expenses, we have to cover package expenses, we have to cover the storage expenses, and all these things. Along with that, 4% of this is actually going as a transaction and online payment commission, which is, for me, it's not just acceptable. Now comes the product presentation part. How do we present a product? How effectively are you able to present a product? The way you are presenting a grocery product is not the way you're going to present a fashion product, right? So these two are completely different. The way of presentation has to be completely different. So you have to look at whether the product presentation, there are enough options given for the product presentation based on the category that you are going to sell on, right? Now, another feature which is very, very extremely important is the shipping options and cost. In many of these online platforms that I've looked at, most of them are not having an automated mechanism to talk to the courier company's systems. For example, automated available printing system is not there, slip system is not there. So all this have to be dealt with separately when you're operating from countries like India or Pakistan or Afghanistan and all that. So most of these are based on courier services and delivery services in America. So you have to really check whether, there are any automated systems that are available along with the platform. Now comes the payment options. What all different types of payment options do we have? Or if we are comfortable with a particular payment option that is locally available in our market, which is very trustworthy in our market, and that is exactly what we want to go with. How easy is it to integrate this new platform, new payment gateway option with the existing platform that the e-commerce platform company is going to give you? This is extremely important, because if you leave the payment options to their credit, that means that the payment transaction charges will be in their control. Okay, and as per the policy that you will be accepting on the terms and conditions, they are free to change it anytime, you know, without even notice. So that's how it is done. Now comes other add-on features like abandoned cart recovery, you know, which will help you to you know, get back to the customer and then give offers or give a better deal or give you know, or clarify the doubts you know, the customer would have had, you know, all that, and get the cart back, you know, get the order back. These are the sales features that I wanted to give importance to. Now comes the marketing features. So what are the basic marketing features that we can look at? Of course, we need social media integration, right? We need to directly share our product details through Facebook or Twitter or WhatsApp or whatever. And we also need SEO compliance. We also need other campaign options like email campaigns and things like that, which is spam free. And when it comes to SEO compliance, the system should be built in such a way that it automatically takes care of 90% of the SEO features, right? And that again, according to the latest algorithms released by the concerned search engines like Google or you know, Bing or whatever. So these are the marketing features, the basic marketing features that we'll be looking at. Then comes the monitoring performance, you know, features with analytical softwares or add-ons that they normally give along with the package. Now, these analytic software that they normally give with the package are their own, which means that the integration with the world's best analytical softwares like Google Analytics will not be there, or may not be there, or you may have to pay extra for just getting the analytics in place, right? So you have to think it in two angles. One, if it is an add-on, what is the cost of it? Or if it is a customizable thing, can you directly go and customize each and every page with the Google Analytics code or something and then get the analytics to your Google Analytics account? Analytics is extremely important, because that is how you learn, you know, that's the only place you learn, you know, the customer behavior, the sales pattern and things like that. And that is extremely important for you to keep correcting yourself and to keep growing yourself, your business, right? So monitoring performance analytics, if they are giving the analytical tool that they have inbuilt, that's not enough. The integration with Google Analytics is extremely, extremely important. There is no doubt about it, right? Okay, so then comes the customer support part. So customer support, as always, it should be 24/7 via phone, email, chat, whatever. And the best way to deal with the customer support is, if you don't get a proper response easily, go to Facebook and then post a review there. Simple. Okay, so the customer support is extremely important. Most of the cases, these customer support comes with the high value plans. It doesn't come with the basic plans. Then maybe you can just leave an email to them and then they will come back to you, you know, whenever they find time. And if you are on a high value plan, of course, they have 24/7 customer support, and then they have live chat and things like that. So that will be, or even WhatsApp is there. So when you go for a high value, it is fine. But otherwise, if you're going for a basic value package, it won't be there. Normally, it won't be there. So look at these kind of options as well, and make sure, you know, you choose the right package accordingly. So for those who are serious about taking their business online, I invite you to join my VIP group to discuss and keep yourself updated and with the latest market information. I'm winding up this podcast. I think it was very informative to all of you. Thank you so much, and take care. Bye-bye.